Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work.
C-104.
Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Carissa.
Hey, Carissa, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
I need to somehow, very quietly, find out if my boss is sleeping with my brother's girlfriend.
Wow. Okay. All right. So that's a few moving pieces here. Okay. So you think your boss is sleeping with your brother's girlfriend?
Yep. I mean, and obviously I love my job. So, you know, the main part of this is I can't have anyone knowing that I'm involved in any of this. That's why I'm not using my real name.
Oh, okay. So Carissa isn't your real name then?
No.
Okay. Can you give us your boss's real name, but like maybe just his first name only?
His name is Dan.
Okay. And what is your brother's girlfriend's name?
Michelle.
Okay.
Oh, my brother's name is Craig.
Okay. And those are all real names?
Yes.
Okay. So explain to me how your boss ended up sleeping, you think, with your brother's girlfriend.
Okay. So Dan, my boss, he's a crazy rich real estate developer. And about a few weeks ago, he kind of sent this company-wide email asking if we knew anyone that would be good on social media, like a good social media director for the company. And he specifically wanted someone who was basically very active on all social media platforms and could create and produce videos. And so, of course, I immediately thought about my brother's girlfriend because she is really amazing at this stuff. She's got tons of followers. She's got a great social media presence. And she's really good at promoting herself. So I was like, you know what? This could be a good fit.
Okay, so you introduced Dan to Michelle.
I did, yes.
Okay, so then what happened? Did she had to sleep with him for the job or something?
Well, no. She got the job on her own. You know, Dan was blown away with her. She's really good at what she does. So she started working the following week. But pretty quickly, I noticed that they were becoming a little bit inseparable. Like, she would show up and they would go to these creative lunches together, or she would just stop by randomly at the office, pretty much just when we were getting ready to go home and so they could go get drinks and brainstorm.
Yeah, I can kind of see where this is going.
Yeah, well, that's not even nothing. It gets better. He also flew her to Florida twice on two separate trips down there to film something on one of his properties down there, a couple of his properties.
Dang! Who is this guy? I'll take over his Instagram videos for him.
I bet you would.
But here's the thing. I mean, I like Dan as a boss, and, you know, I've seen him do this so many times before. He's definitely a womanizer. You know, he finds these young girls, and, you know, of course, he impresses them with his Corvettes or his house in Florida, and then he just sleeps with them, moves on to the next one.
Okay, and all of this would be fine, except the latest victim just happens to be your brother's girlfriend.
Exactly.
Okay.
Have you talked to your brother about this? Like, have you warned him at all?
I talked to both of them about it, actually, both him and his girlfriend. And they're insisting that nothing is going on. I mean, I wasn't mean about it. I was just like, hey, just warning you. I love my boss, but, you know, this is what he does. This is the kind of guy he is. And they both seem to be okay with everything.
Okay. So let me throw this out there. If your brother's okay with things and you've warned this girl, isn't your job done here? Like, shouldn't you, you know, mind your own business at this point?
I totally would mind my business, but she lied. Okay. If she was telling the truth,
yeah,
it'd be different, but I don't think she is.
I mean, I kind of agree with you. I think, you know, this guy is taking her on trips to Florida and going out for drinks with her after work. It just sounds exactly like what you described. He's trying to impress her.
And that's exactly what he does. Like, he's a total playboy. And again, I really wouldn't care about it at all, except I don't want to see my little brother get hurt.
Aw, so you're just being a good big sister, that's all.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Although if you really cared, you would have never introduced the two of them. So really, like, this entire thing is your fault. So, all right, well, listen, we'll take the job. Let's figure out if your boss is sleeping with your brother's girlfriend. Now, who did you want us to call, your boss or your brother's girlfriend?
Well, like I said, I love my job. So the less you can involve my boss, the better.
Okay, no problem. So we'll just focus on her then. So we need to brainstorm here, people, because at this point, absolutely nothing is coming to mind right now as far as ideas. But don't worry, Krista. We always think of something. If you're listening, you have any ideas this morning about what we can do, call us, 473-1045. You can also text us at 757-104. And we got some ideas on the text line at 757-104. What are some of the ideas we got?
Call the girl as though you are a business associate of him, referred to her for business, find out how close they are, blatantly ask if they're seeing each other because okay. He speaks so highly of her.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. He says you're great in bed.
Yeah, basically. pretend to be the boss's girlfriend and confront her.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
Call as the boss's personal assistant to set up another trip and talk about past trips, hotel stays, sharing rooms or something.
I like that. I like that. That would be easy.
Maybe Ashley can call and act like she's a new girl at the job and the boss invited her somewhere and wants to know what goes down.
Did you see the lawyer one?
No.
So was that? Somebody texted, it's really long, but somebody texted that they used to work for a company where their boss who was married got exposed because a former employee claimed that you couldn't get advancements in the company unless you slept with the boss. So they had to bring her in to testify and it was revealed that he had a girlfriend.
Eek.
That would be a cool way to expose mm-hmm. this. We could say maybe he's facing, why don't we say maybe he's facing a complaint from a former employee and we'll say like, did you feel the need to sleep with him to advance in your job? You know, that kind of thing. I'll do it. Yeah, okay. I'll do it. I'm clearly the lawyer in this group.
I don't think I sound like one.
Yeah, well, I mean, I could give it a shot.
No.
let's call her up here and we will see if the fake lawyer thing works. Okay. And if it doesn't, then we'll try something else.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling to speak to Michelle, please.
This is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. My name is Earl Simmons. I'm actually a friend of Dan. Did he tell you I was going to be calling you?
Who is this?
My name is Earl Simmons. I'm actually friends with Dan. I told him to let you know I was going to be calling you this week.
No, he didn't tell me anything.
that's just like him. I actually went to school with Danny a long time ago. Anyways, I'm an attorney, and I'm handling a dispute for him right now, and I was hoping I could ask you a few questions that might help us out. Do you have time to answer just a couple questions for me? I promise it won't take more than 5 minutes.
Questions about what?
Well, like I said, I'm handling a dispute for him. It's work-related, and he wanted me to get a few comments from friends and employees to help out with his side of this case. So some of these are work questions. Some of them are personal. Just answer whatever you want, okay? No, don't worry. No one's in any trouble legally or anything like that. This is just a stupid dispute case, and it won't even make it into a courtroom. So do you have a couple of minutes?
Sure, I guess so.
Okay, great. So first question is, how long have you been employee for real estate?
I guess about a month or so.
Okay, great. And would you say in general that the company presents a friendly environment to work in?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, great. So I'm going to ask you a couple personal questions now. And now these are related specifically about you and Dan. The reason I'm asking these questions is because the dispute is specifically over a previous relationship Dan had where a disgruntled employee is claiming that only people who have sexual relationships with the boss are offered advancement opportunities in the company. So I'm prefacing my questions with that info so you understand where they're coming from, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so Dan has confided in me that the two of you developed a friendship, and it is now more than just a working relationship. At any point, did you feel that you were being forced into any kind of relationship with Dan in order to keep your job or advance in the company?
Did I feel forced? No.
Okay, so at no point did you feel like, well, if I want to keep this job, I'm going to have to sleep with my boss?
No, not at all.
Okay, great. Dan has also confided in me that the two of you have an intimate relationship, which is basically legally just means you've had sexual at any point, did you feel that it was something you had to do in order to keep your job?
No.
Okay. So when the two of you were intimate, it was out of free will?
Yes.
Okay. And you never felt like you had to do it to advance in the company?
No.
Okay. Well, that's all we needed to put on the record here. I appreciate your help. I'm sure Dan does, too. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, actually, who's going to see this information? Like, am I going to have to testify in court or anything?
No, like I said, this is a minor dispute. Like I said, it's not even going to get to court.
Okay, but is my name going to be on the record or whatever?
You'll be listed as a confidential employee.
Okay, because I don't think Dan wants people knowing about us or anything.
Well, you know what? That's why there's attorney-client confidentiality, right?
Yeah, okay. Because I'm pretty sure he doesn't want anyone to know.
Correct. And you probably don't want anyone to know about the two of you either.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Because, like, for example, if your boyfriend Craig found out, that wouldn't be very good.
Wait, who told you about Craig?
Actually, I did. And now guess what? My brother's going to know about your little secret, too. You just couldn't resist it, could you? I even warned you about him. But no, you just have to go for the guy with a fancy car and vote and yourself out for him over my brother. And you know what? For the record, my brother would do anything for you. And you know what? You don't even deserve him. You're like a... I cannot believe you.
Well, can I give you a piece of free advice? If you want to keep your job, you should probably stay out of it, because all I have to do is tell Dan I want you gone, and you're gone. Whose side do you think he's going to take, his old-ass account manager or the hot new young girl he takes dinner and takes shopping?
Oh, girl, you really think I care about this job more than I do about my brother? That's the difference between us. I care more about people than I do about my f***ing Instagram account with fake-ass pictures of me on my fake-ass boats with fake-ass people. So you go ahead and tell the boss about me, okay? And I'll go file a wrongful termination lawsuit so fast that both of you will end up broke. And maybe then I'll let you come work for me.
Oh, damn.
Okay. Good luck with that.
That was awesome.
I want to come work for you now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma
With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.